So today is February 16th, 2011, and we are going to do ATM lesson number 292, basic movements of the toes. So I know that gives you a little bit of, we're going to work with the toes. So how we always start with a lesson, though, is you begin by lying on your back. And in this method, we call it like doing a body scan. So a body scan would be to start to notice, beginning, let's say, at the top of your head, how are you actually lying on your back today? So how does the back of your head rest onto the floor? How do your shoulders, shoulder blades rest on the floor? How does your upper back, mid back, and lower back rest? And I guess when I say rest is to start to ask yourself, it's like asking yourself a series of questions. Do I notice contact? How much contact? Where do I make contact? Or where don't I make contact? So like with the shoulder blades, does one shoulder blade touch the floor more than the other shoulder blade? And really with this work, one of the things that we try to really bring into the foreground for you is enjoying having a level of curiosity. Like, wow, huh, now that you brought my attention there, this shoulder blade does touch more than the other. And having curiosity, I wonder why that is. That's kind of interesting. I never noticed that before. So that's the kind of lens, so to speak, that is really useful here in this class, is just having that kind of curiosity about yourself, not really thinking about improving or correcting, but really getting a sense of who you are, how you are. And then you'll see as we do the movements, things will start to change. Things will start to feel differently for you. Okay, so in saying that, continue down in this body scan, down to your pelvis, and notice how your pelvis is resting on the floor. And then how your legs are lying on the floor. And again, with your legs, you might notice one leg is turned out more than the other. And just notice that. Maybe that leg all the way up into your hip joint feels a little looser, a little freer. And then there's a couple other things I kind of forgot to mention. So the other thing is that's real useful, it's not something you have to do, but I recommend, is having your eyes closed as much as possible throughout the lesson. Because what that does for you is it keeps you into your own sensory mode. And in here, it's really not important what anybody else is doing. All that matters is you. And so often we're in classes where it's real easy to look around the room and then imitate somebody, right? Or say, see how they're doing it. And it's really interesting. The moment you notice what somebody else is doing, you don't even pay attention to you. So I just invite you to, I'll lower it for you. You want this? I just invite you to see if you can be in a place with yourself that you can just close your eyes and just really, this is an hour class for you to be really in tune with you, and that what anybody else is doing doesn't matter. Aha, I got it. Yeah, it has to go behind, and sometimes they get caught. Okay, so once you've noticed how you're lying there, what I'd like you to do now for a moment is to actually come up to standing. And when you come to stand, again, as much as possible, you can open your eyes, but then maybe kind of once you get your balance, if you can close them a little bit, so that you can just tune in before we even start the lesson as to how you experience standing and how you feel your right leg stands and how you weight bear through the right foot. And then drawing your attention to the left leg and the left foot. And just noticing, you might roll to the outside more on one foot or the inside. You might feel a little more forward on one foot than the other. And you notice these distinctions without moving. Because as soon as you move, you change it. This is just purely stand and become aware. And you might feel pretty equal on both feet, which is great too. Just because that's not the goal. The goal is to notice, become aware. And then noticing your shoulders and then the carriage of your head. And so how light does your head feel? Or maybe it feels heavy today. Maybe it feels like there's some pressure through the spine and it's heavy. You liked lying down. That took some pressure off. Just little things to think about. Okay. And then go ahead and lie back down on your back. And then once you're lying on your back, you're going to bend your knees and bring your feet to standing. And you're going to place your left ankle, left foot, on your right knee. And so just for you to kind of know that throughout the lesson, we're going to come back to this time and time again. And this lesson's a little different than a lot of the lessons where we bounce back and forth side to side. So today we're just going to do a lot of work here with this left foot, left leg. So with your left ankle resting on your right knee, you're going to begin to do a movement with just the foot, and I'm going to say the foot and your ankle. So I'd like you to feel as if you're pulling, let's say, the toes up towards your shin. And that's like a flexion move. And then you extend, so that's like the toes move away from the ankle. And I'd like your awareness to be on the top side of your foot there doing this. So when you pull the toes towards the ankle, yeah, you feel there's more of a bend in the ankle, and then you stretch the toes away from you. And this might sound a little silly to some of you, but notice as you're doing this, your jaw, and if there's any clenching in your jaw or holding of your breath. And in particular, when you're pulling the toes towards the ankle. That's it. Okay, so staying in this position, just pause with your ankle for a moment. And so throughout the lesson, the other thing swirling in the background for you is to be attentive to your breathing and to your jaw. And I will occasionally draw your attention there, but just to tune in and say, am I holding my breath? Am I clenching my jaw? And if you find yourself doing that, to let go and then come back to the movement. Okay, so you're going to reach down with your right hand now and you're going to get a hold of, I'm going to call it the middle toe. So the big toe is your first toe. This is just how I'm going to do it, right? Then the second toe is right next to the big toe and then your middle toe. So move your foot down your leg however you can so your right hand gets a hold of the middle toe. Okay? Yeah. And you know what? You should probably take off your socks. It'll make it much easier because we're going to get a hold of each toe. There you go. Okay, so, and go real gentle with this. So you're going to begin to bend the middle toe. Think of bending the middle toe under, right, towards the sole of the foot. But as you do so, you're going to flex the entire foot back. So remember when you did that first movement where you flexed the toes, the ankle? So it's almost like doing two oppositional movements. That's it, except for this toe. This is your middle toe. There you go. I know. So move over one. There you go. So it's kind of a funky thing. So maybe try doing the ankle movement first, and then as you flex the ankle, you feel that middle toe bend down. And then you always come back to the start with these movements. So there's no holding to try to, again, stretch. But it's like a continuous movement. That's it, Becky. So as you, think of as this comes up is when you bend the toe down. They're opposition, yeah, they're oppositional movements. So as you flex the foot, so the flexion is actually, if you can, in your mind, it's like standing. And then you're going to pull that middle toe down. And if you get a cramp or any kind of tightness, you just back off and come back to it. Good. Now try to go to the second toe, right? That's the toe I'm going to say next to your big toe. And do the same thing. So you flex the foot and then you're pulling that toe. Okay, so you got the toe part, but now let's see if you can do it this way. You okay? You're going to go this way as you, there. So it's like the ankle comes, so the foot comes this way, and then you do that. And then you let the foot relax. And then there. So again, you bend the toe very delicately. These are very delicate movements. And then you let it go. That's it, Becky. And then let's migrate to the big toe. And again, personally for me, it's easiest if I first flex the ankle and then do the toe. Because as soon as you do the toe, right, the ankle wants to go with the toe. And again, if you can make sure you pause in between each movement so you let the ankle rest, that's it. You don't hold it in that fixed position. And then you pull that's it. And then there you go. Okay, so now let's jump down to the fourth toe. So that's the toe below the middle toe, heading towards the pinky toe. Right? Hopefully we all just have five toes. There's cases that there's more, so then I have to recount. So go down to the fourth one. He's the one next to the baby toe, the pinky toe. And again, I'm just speaking for me, I tend to like to flex the foot and then engage the toe. Because if I start with the toe, it kind of yanks on the ankle and I lose the capacity. And then you bend that toe. You okay, Dave? And now go to the pinky toe. So what has to happen, many of you are realizing, is the sole of your foot starts to turn towards your face a little bit, right? It has to. And your left knee has to open up, kind of moves, it flares away from you. The more that you let that happen, the easier it is to get a hold of these toes. Good. Okay. And let that go and straighten your legs and just rest. Notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, so bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and then you're gonna lift now your left leg up into the air. And you're gonna place both your hands interlaced behind the left knee. There you go. So that's just gonna kinda support your leg being up. And it's fine to let your knee be softly bent. There's nothing important about having the leg straight. And we're gonna start the very first movement again of thinking of those toes pulling down towards your shin, right? And then let the toes just jet right back up towards the ceiling, right? And then you pull them back down. And notice as you're pulling the toes towards your shin, what happens with the gastroc, right? The calf muscle. And I always find it so interesting how when you're in this position, how much the toes want to point towards the ceiling, right? Which is, in standing, that would be like being on high heels. So for most of us, when we're on our backs like this, most of our feet don't go to the neutral. It's just an interesting observation. So as you pull the toes towards the shin, at the same time in your mind, can you think and feel that your heel goes up towards the ceiling? And if you want to bring the knee a little closer into your chest, whatever makes this position at ease, that's it. And then as you bring the toes, can you think of, pull the toes towards your shin and that this comes up. Yeah. And then go back in there. And that this there. Now you feel that gastroc. That's it. Okay, and as you do the movement a few more times, check in with your breath and your breathing. Good. And then maybe just doing the movement a couple more times, you really emphasize the heel going up towards the ceiling. Like if you were to place your foot on the ceiling and you started by your heel touching first. Good. Okay, rest it. Have your legs go long. And just already notice any change you might be feeling, any difference in sensation with the left leg now compared to the right. And not even just the left leg, but noticing your entire left side. Now, as you continue to lie on your back, begin to do a movement with your jaw of just separating the lower teeth from the upper teeth. So you just, it's like you just begin to open your mouth. You feel how the lips separate and then they come back together. And in that movement, is it the same on both sides? Or does anything feel different again on the left side compared to the right? Pause with that. And now the next movement to do with your, really more we'll say with your mouth, is just to begin to smile. So if you bring your awareness and attention to the corners of your mouth, and you just introduce to yourself the beginnings of a smile, and notice how that affects the muscles around your jaw and in the cheekbones, And really, you make the smile, you start off so small that as I'm walking around, I wouldn't even know that you're starting to smile. But then you can make it a little larger each time until maybe you expose your teeth a little bit. Good. Okay, and let that go. And please bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And this time with your left leg, instead of putting it on top, you're going to slide your left foot underneath your right heel. There's like a gap. I call it the gap. There's a space where your right heel and your right buttocks is. So slide your left foot under there and let your left knee just flare out onto the floor. Yeah, there you go. Just really let that left knee fall to the floor. And now you'll be able to reach down with your right hand to get a hold of your foot. And you may want to pull your left foot up a little bit, right? So you can get a hold of it. There you go. Okay, so we're going to go back to this earlier movement of flexing the foot and get a hold of, I'm glad I'm making you smile, and get a hold of that middle toe. Let's start with that guy. I'll let you determine who he is or she is. And again, I'm just, my reference is it's easier for me to do the flexion of the ankle as I pull on the toe. So it's these two oppositional movements. That's it. So once you get the ankle going, then you pull a little bit on that middle toe. It's like you curl it towards the arch. And Dave, even if you want to slide this part of you a little bit more over, does that help? There you go. Do whatever it takes to be comfortable with that foot. So if you want to roll a little bit more onto your like left side a little bit. Yeah. That's the one that's stretching out. Just lying in this position. Okay, so keep with the middle toe. Let's go to the second toe. Okay, so again, you flex the foot, right? So if you don't flex the foot, the other way to do it, right, is let the foot and the whole toe come, and you would pull them actually closer up under your buttocks. But I actually want you to flex the foot in the opposite direction of the toe. There you go. Second toe. And then can you move along to your big toe? That's it. Be gentle. Remember to do the movement and then you let it go. You pause. It's not holding it. It's not about a stretch. These are movements. So you're creating a differentiation in the metatarsal joint versus the ankle. Okay, let's go to the fourth. Do you remember where the fourth toe is, right? Next to the little one. And you know, just notice there's different sensitivity, right, with each toe. There might be one or two toes that are really sensitive to this. So I'm trusting in you that you are gentle with yourself. With your toes. Okay, and go to the pinky toe. That's it. And just maybe check in and notice your breath, your breathing, your jaw. There's really a very strong correlation between your feet, your toes, and your jaw. So if one of the toes is a little sore or painful, you might immediately notice what you're doing with your jaw. That's it. Now, see if you can get a hold of all the toes. So you're going to grab all of them. But again, before you bend them, I would encourage you to flex the ankle first and then see if you can bend the toes back. That's it. The movement in standing would be like if you were standing and you were to clench your toes. Like if somebody asked you to pick up a pencil with your toes, you'd have to clench them, right? So you're using your hand to create the clenching, but you're keeping your ankle in like a standing position. So let's see if we can go back here. Let's see if you can flex your foot like this. There you go. Now keep that and then there. It's that movement. Yeah. And you know, why doesn't everybody try this? Just let go for a minute with your hand and flex the foot while it's under your bottom there. Flex the ankle, and then clench the toes, squeeze them like you were going to get a pencil, and then let them go. That's right. Clench the toes, but keep the ankle flexed. There you go. Yeah. There. And again, notice your breathing. Notice your jaw. Can you begin to smile? Okay, and slowly slide that leg out, let it go, and rest with your legs long and your arms down by your side. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And once you're there, once again, drop your left knee to the outside so you can slide the left foot under this gap. There you go. And now a couple times with your right leg, think of your right foot. It's going to push into the floor to roll your pelvis to the left and arch your back. And what's important about this movement is you keep your right knee pointed or directed towards the ceiling. So your right knee doesn't flop over. So that you learn, there you go, the movement's all inside the hip joint. And then you come back. So you really, what you're doing is you're moving your pelvis around your right hip joint and around the left hip joint. So as you do this, you should feel how the left knee feels at ease now to lay out to the side. But each time that you bring the pelvis back, the left leg feels still the ease, right? So something lets go in the right side to make it easier for the left. There. There. And now can you reach down and get a hold of your left foot with your right hand? And really kind of pull it up towards your buttocks, because you'll see that the sole of your foot actually matches your right buttocks. You almost can lie it on it, okay? And then let's try this movement. You guys did it really well. The same movement of letting go now with the hand and just doing the movement with the ankle so that you flex the ankle now that the heel's really close to the buttocks. That's it. Keeping the ankle flexed, clench the toes. Clench them and let it go. Clench them and let it go. And then, again, as you're clenching, can you begin to encourage the corners of your mouth to start to smile? doesn't have to be a big smile, but just start with the corners. Good. Okay. And let that go and rest again on your backs. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing, bring your left ankle onto your right knee. That's it. And then reach down with your right hand to get a hold of the left foot. See if that's a little easier now. There you go. Okay, and let's try this idea. You may want to let go for a moment of the foot so that you can flex the foot and then clench the toes. And then once you get that going, can then you introduce your hand, right? So how come you can do that with your foot by itself, but somehow when your hand was involved, that's it. So it's almost like your right hand follows the clenching of your toes, but you keep that foot flexed, right? You don't pull on the toes, which pulls on the ankle. There you go. Beautiful. That's it, Anna. So nice. So it's almost like let your toes guide your hand. There. There. Really, really nice. Good. Okay. And then let that go again and rest. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and let's have you go ahead and place your left ankle on your right knee again, and reach down with your right hand to get on top of all the toes, that's at the foot, and now let's have you place your left hand underneath your head, and begin to lift your head and your left foot leg at the same time. So I always think of like a teardrop, like if you're going to lift, so you use your right hand to lift your left leg, and you use your left arm to lift your head. So Heidi, think of they're going to meet somewhere above you. There! And again, I just always have these images I think of like a teardrop, so that the part of your back that rounds into the floor would be the bottom of a teardrop, and as if your head and your foot would meet way above you. It's just the idea. So that it doesn't fall into the category of a crunch. But really somewhere like 3 feet above you, your head and your foot might meet. That's it, Maggie. Beautiful. David, can you lengthen your leg up more? Nope. There. So think of meeting up towards the ceiling. That's it. And really rounding in your spine. There. Notice your breath and your breathing. Nice. Okay. And then let that go and rest on your back. And again, each time that we come back to Resting, it's an opportunity for you to just check in with yourself and just notice what's changing, what's changed. Which leg feels longer now? Which arm feels longer? How is your breath and your breathing? Is it the same on both sides of your chest? Is it a little different on the left side compared to the right? Okay, and bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And this time with your left foot, you're going to bring your left foot to the left side. So you're actually going to reach down with your left hand and get a hold of your left foot. So that means your left knee has to tilt inward. So drop your left knee in. Yeah. And it's kind of like a quad stretch, you could think of it, right? If you can keep your right leg up to standing, that's ideal. If you can't, you can let your right knee flop out to the outside. Actually, we'll just do that. Let's make it easy to start with. Everybody let your right knee flop to the outside, right? Is that a little easier for everyone? Okay, so you have your left foot, and you're going to pull that left foot up, right, with the left hand. Beautiful, Becky. And then, so she already knows what to do, right? What have we been doing? We flex the ankle. And as we do that, the toes clench. That's it, Heidi. Flex and then clench. And then you let it go and you flex that ankle. So you stay in this position, having your ankle flex, and then you scrunch the toes. Let's see if we can let this drop. Drop, drop. There. Even more. There you go. See if this can just... Just let it, and your back can pop up. There you go. Well, you came to the ideal class, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. There. Okay, so at that point, let's see, can we bring this a little closer in? Is that too hard, or is that okay? Okay. And I'm going to let you, if you don't mind, we'll slide you even. Your upper back, just bend. Yeah, like a side bend in here. Then that's easier. Mm-hmm. Now, all of you continue, but let's go back to the toes. So can you get the middle toe? And just kind of maintain the flexion and bend that middle toe, towards the sole of your foot, right? So you're doing all fabulous now with the flexion of the foot, and then you just bend that middle toe. So you bend them a little bit, and then you let them straighten, right? You don't want to yank on them. You don't want to overbend them. Don't pull too hard. Just do a few, like, there you go, rocking move, there. This is a good thing to kind of, if it feels a little too tight, Julie, back it off. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that help in the back now? So but rock back and forth. Whenever it feels so tight in here, just let yourself do a few of those movements so that it doesn't feel like you lock up back here. Yeah, yeah. Did that take a little tension? Does that make sense? Doing fine. Do you want to let this roll out to the side? Yeah. There you go. There. Perfect. There you go. There. Let's see if this can... Yeah. So move from the middle toe to your fourth toe. Go a little different this time. And please always take the time if you need to, you know, lift the legs, take a break because you're holding, you feel other tension. You can always pause and come out of the position and then come back to it. And then go to that pinky toe, the little one. Do you want to let this one flare out too? Does that make it easier? Or is it all, it's the knee? See if you can, if it's okay, if you do this a little bit more. There, does that make it a little easier on the knee? Yeah, so just let all this come up. Yeah, you can arch. You can even slide your upper back over, yeah, to get a hold of this foot. But if it hurts too much down there, just take a break. Then just take a break. And then go to the second toe. And then go to your big toe. Good. Okay. Let go of that and slowly just bring your knees up to the standing position. And let's just do a couple movements here with your knees standing. Just tilt your knees side to side. Just let your both knees flop down to the right and then flop to the left. So you're going to let as much of your pelvis and your back go for the ride, right? Arch and roll. Just let those legs flop to each side. Good. Okay, now go ahead and straighten your legs and rest. And go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And now let's lift the left leg up towards the ceiling as we did earlier. Interlace your hands behind your left knee, making it comfortable, and your left knee can bend as much as you want to. You just really want to orientate your left foot towards the ceiling. And now let's go back to that earlier movement of flexing the foot. That means pulling the toes towards the shin, and then letting it go, and then the toes go to the ceiling, and then pulling the toes towards, that's it. And feeling now as the toes come towards the shin, all of you, how much improved that your heel just naturally lengthens. You feel that? That gastroct is just lengthening. That's beautiful. Good. Now with your big toe, begin with your big toe now to draw a circle. Okay, so think of your big toe, and I often like to think of like if my big toe is a marker or a piece of chalk. And so it's going to draw a circle, and the circle's with the ankle. Okay, not with just that. There you go, Becky. But who's orchestrating the movement is the big toe, and you just feel how the ankle goes along for the ride. Okay? And maybe slow it down a little bit. Go a little slower. Notice your breath and your breathing. Notice your jaw, if you're clenching. Any holding in your chest. Is there any place that you can let go as you're making the circle? And now, find a time or a moment where you can change the direction of the circle. Good. And now just staying in this position, pause with the circle. Just give your ankle a rest. Still hold behind the knee. Just let the foot be however it wants to, right? Just the toes are up. And now let's go back to the flexing in the ankle, pulling the toes, lifting the heel up. Yeah, just see how that's becoming. The clarity, what's changed. What's new for you? Great. Okay. Let that go and rest on your back. Once again, please bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and then bring that left leg up towards the ceiling. Interlace your hands in the non-habitual way behind the knee. So that means you just change over your fingers by one. That's it. There's a habitual way, and then if you just move the fingers over by one, it'll feel kind of funny. Good. And so this time, begin to make a circle. Think of the whole leg. So it's almost like the sole of your foot would be drawing a circle on the ceiling. And you'll feel how your whole leg kind of pulls on your arms and you kind of rock along your back. Right? One side of the pelvis comes up and then the other side. How big of a circle can you make so that you really, there you go. Really let the circle pull on those arms, your head follows. And then somewhere along the line, when you feel right and comfortable, you change the direction of the circle. And as you're doing the circle, can you begin to start to smile with the corners of your mouth. Just introduce that. That's it. Maybe make it a little bit bigger. And can you feel that as you create a smile, something in a certain way has to let go in the chest? As you're making the circle. Beautiful. Okay, and let that go and rest. And now this time you're going to roll to your side and come up to sitting. You're going to sit with your right leg long out in front of you. And you're going to place your right foot above, your left foot above your right knee. So your right leg's long and the left foot you place on top. That's it. There you go. And you can lean on your left hand if that makes it more comfortable. And your left knee's out to the side. Just let it flop. Right, because you want the left ankle above the right knee, because you can get a hold of that foot again, right? So you can lean, if you need to, you can lean on your left hand. So your right hand gets a hold of your foot. So start off with the flexion of the foot, and once your foot is flexed, go to that middle toe, and start to bend the middle toe towards the sole of the foot. That's it. And then maybe go to the fourth toe now. And then to the pinky toe. Maybe just ask yourself, what's changed with these toes? Like if some of them were really for some people, they're really quite sensitive to bend, and hopefully it's softening up, it's feeling more pleasurable. You're laughing at me, that's a far cry. Go to the second toe. That'll make you all smile. I love my feet being touched. Love, love my feet. That's it. And then maybe go to the big toe. And again, can you start to smile? Start to just create a smile and sense what lets go in your chest and with your breathing as you bend that big toe. Good. Okay. And then let that go again and go ahead and rest on your back. Okay, and one last time, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Bring your left leg up into the air, interlace your hands behind your left knee, somewhere where it's comfortable. Allowing that left knee to be comfortable, it can be bent. Just noticing how now your left foot relaxes towards the ceiling. And then just going back, revisiting this first movement we did, which was to flex the toes, flex the ankle, towards your shin, and then straighten the toes, right? But then when you feel the flexing of the toes, you feel how the heel lengthens, the gastroc, the calf muscle lengthens. And just notice now the smoothness, the quality in which the ankle bends and moves. Just feel that quality. Like if it was kind of rough before and you didn't have maybe the range. Just feel that. How smooth and nice the movement of your ankle is. Good. Okay. And let that go and rest again on your back. And as you're resting, take a moment to really observe and notice now how you're lying on your back on the floor. Maybe return to the body scan we did, starting at the top of your head and noticing how your head is now resting on the floor. And then dropping down to noticing your shoulders and your shoulder blades. And always looking for what's different. What has now shown up? And that may be in the form of something making more contact, part of you feeling lighter, heavier, thicker, wider. You may be feeling more of your breath into your back now. So as you do the scan for yourself, you're just, again, curious and looking for, wow, what's changed? And however the change shows up is perfect and great. And that you're just making note of it. You're becoming aware of the change or the shift that's occurred for you. So traveling down your back to noticing how your pelvis is resting, how your legs are lying on the floor. Is the left leg lying any different than the right leg? Does it somehow feel longer? Is it more turned out, more free? What about the back side of your right leg? What about the hamstring and the calf? Notice how much space is behind your right knee and then your left knee. Is it somehow the left leg straighter now? There's less space behind the left knee. And then maybe roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right and just observe and notice the quality in which you roll your head. Maybe thinking again about your jaw, your breath and your breathing, maybe creating a little bit of a smile. That's it. And then coming back to the center, and then just take one more moment to think about, for you, what made the biggest impression for you, or what feels the most different, or you know, what you might walk away from this lesson, this class with, that something that just feels really wonderful to you, or something that you became really aware of that you never knew about yourself. Okay, so we're going to just do one more thing, which is coming back up to standing. So go ahead and roll yourself to your side and bring yourself up to standing. And preferably stand on the carpet off your mat. And just really go back, because we stood at the beginning of the lesson. So go back and still be very attentive inside of yourself. You know, like once you're up, if you can, drop into having your eyes closed. And just feel standing now. And really notice what shows up again that's different, that's new about this, how your left leg is compared to your right. And how does your head feel now and your shoulders? Did anything change in the way that you experienced the carriage of your head over yourself? Really notice this left leg, this left foot, the clarity in which that foot is grounded, connected. And then what does that mean for the rest of yourself? All the way into the hip joint, into your spine, into your shoulders. Okay, and then why don't you go ahead and take a walk around the room and notice what walking feels like now. Both, you know, in the feet, your foot, your entire left side, left knee.